Some breaking news. Russia says it's suspending its UN and Turkey brokered grain export deal with Ukraine. The country's defense ministry says it is pulling out due to recent attacks on its Black Sea fleet. Well, Harry Fawcett joins us from Kyiv. Harry, I know it's early days. We haven't known this for very long, but what can you tell us around this news?
Well, certainly no reaction yet coming from the Ukrainian side, and no reaction as well to the accusations that Russia was making throughout the day that Ukrainian, with the assistance, they said, from Britain, had attacked their Black Sea fleet in Sevastopol, the port in Crimea, which is obviously occupied by Russia, annexed by Russia in 2013. And so that is the reason that they are giving for having pulled out of this grain deal. This was a key breakthrough, really, both in terms of Ukraine's ability to export and then to harvest its agricultural crops this autumn, and in terms of world food supplies. There was a real logjam taking place in southern Ukraine, so key to grain, to sunflower oil, to many agricultural products used around the world, and a reason for some of these shortages and spikes in food prices around the world. That was struck back in late July. It was meant to last for 120 days, potentially be renewed on the 19th of November if there were no objections from any side. For some days now, Russia has been objecting to the terms and the way that it's been going on. Complaints as well that Russia hadn't been able to export its own agricultural products and fertilizers. And now, in the light of this attack, which Russia said lightly damaged a minesweeper, there are reports that the damage was greater than that and coming from both aerial and seaborne unmanned drones, Russia is now pulling out of this deal. So, as I say, we're still waiting to hear any reaction coming from the Ukrainians. As far as the British are concerned, they are denying any involvement in this morning's attack.
All right, Harry, stand by. We can bring our viewers a little bit more on that attack in the Black Sea that you mentioned. Russia says it repelled a Ukrainian drone attack on Black Sea Fleet ships docked in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. That's what Harry was talking about. The Kremlin claims the attack was carried out, quote, under the guidance of British specialists. Listen to this.
The Kyiv regime carried out a terrorist attack on ships of the Black Sea Fleet and civilian ships that were on the outer and inner roadsteads of the Sevastopol base. 9 unmanned aerial vehicles and 7 autonomous maritime drones were involved in the attack.
So, Harry, in light of what we just heard, I want to go back to what you were telling us just a moment ago. Is there any reason to believe that the British at this stage were involved in any way, shape or form with this attack?
Well, certainly nothing substantiated by the Russians, no evidence yet provided. They said not only were the British involved in this attack in the early hours of Saturday morning, they're also claiming that British underwater teams were involved in the sabotage of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines in the Baltic Sea a few weeks ago. Again, Britain is denying there's any involvement in either of those events. And so the key thing now, I suppose there are two big questions. How much damage really was done in this attack, and what kind of retaliation militarily might there be by the Russians? Because you'll remember just at the beginning of the month with the attack on the Kerch Bridge linking Crimea and mainland Russia, the truck bomb that was used to severely damage that bridge, that was followed just a couple of days later with heavy airstrikes on Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine. But already it seems there is retaliation on this sort of diplomatic, political, economic level with the decision by Russia to pull out of this deal. It is something that they seem to be edging towards over recent days. A lot more talk about this coming from the Kremlin. And now the defense ministry has announced that as a result of this attack in Crimea, they are pulling out.
And Harry, if you can take us back just a little bit, this deal was a hardly fought agreement that was found between Russia, between Ukraine. It was mediated by Turkey. It was hard to get to a point where there was an agreement to bring the grain out of the region.
It was on all sorts of levels, on the political level, on the logistical level. A lot of talk about the military dangers potentially for any civilian shipping going in and out from the port areas in southern Ukraine, the amount of mines floating in the water and the kind of work that would need to be done on that front as well. But it was seen as crucial for Ukraine because the silos in which the previous year's harvest was still being stored were still, if not full, at least very, very much in use to store the previous year's harvest. And with the new harvest coming up, it could have been a major economic and agricultural problem here in Ukraine and for the wider world. The amount of grain, the amount of sunflower seed and sunflower oil in the world economy coming from the fields of Ukraine is substantial. It's a major part of that part of the global staples that are required. And so the prices were spiking. There was real concern about hunger, especially in Africa, as a result of this logjam. And so it was extremely important. More than 9 million tons of agricultural products have already been shipped out as a result of this deal. And now it looks like it's, well, for now, it has ended. It's going to be extremely difficult, you'd imagine, to get it back up and running again from this point.
Absolutely. Harry Fawcett reporting live from Kyiv on this breaking news. Thank you very much, Harry. Now, let's bring in Rasul Serdar. He's following this and covering this for us from Istanbul because, Rasul, Turkey was a key player in getting this deal done.
Yeah, indeed. Turkey, for starting from the beginning on, has been the mediator, particularly between Russia and Ukraine, and also with the UN as well. So in July, these four parties somehow have been able, managed to reach a deal, and in July it was signed. So later, then we have seen the ships start to carry the Ukrainian grain to the global market. And so, but so far, after the announcement coming from the Russian Defense Ministry, there hasn't been yet any official statement coming from the Turkish capital or any of the other officials yet. But however, as today is quite a busy day for President Erdogan, he's attending an opening ceremony of the first locally produced Turkish car, which is called TOG. And so all of the state officials, high levels, including all of the ministers, are now there. So probably right after that, you're going to hear the official reaction from Ankara. So the deal was reached in July, and simply the mechanism was being overseen by the United Nations. So according to that mechanism, according to the plan and the agreement that they have reached, the ships were carrying the Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea and taking it to Istanbul. And in Istanbul, there has been a center established just for that grains, and then from that center to the global market. But Russia by that time had one condition, that each of the ship that is going to leave any Ukrainian port must be suspected, must be investigated or checked by the Russian naval forces. And that has been accepted by Ukraine by that time. So we do not know whether Russia now see any security threat that they suspended the deal or any other reason. So it's not clear at this moment. But so far, hundreds of thousands of ships have left the Ukrainian port cities and carried the grain to the international market. Something that Russia has been quite critical about, and also we have seen that it has resonated with President Erdogan as well from time to time, they were saying that these ships originally were planned to mostly carry the grain to the poor countries, underdeveloped countries, the vulnerable countries. But so far, more than half of them is going to the rich countries, European countries, and so on. That was a criticism toward how it was being practiced. But we do not know whether this is the reason that Russia is going to provide or not. As I said, so it's going to be quite a huge blow to the global food security at this point, it seems so. But at this point, we also do not know whether Moscow had any discussion with Ankara in the way of getting to make this decision or not, or whether the United Nations have been notified about it or not. But so far, as I said, we do not have any official statement from Ankara yet.
Absolutely. Rasul Serdar, look, we appreciate all the context around this breaking news here on Al Jazeera that Russia has just pulled out of a key deal that allowed for exporting Ukrainian grain via Turkey. Rasul, thank you very much. You'll keep us apprised of any developments in the coming hours, along with Harry Fawcett in Kyiv. Appreciate all the reporting there.